Sharing your skills or material goods is a great way to connect with your community one-on-one. But if you want to connect with huge numbers of people, you might want to make your way to Oakland's biggest street festival this weekend. The Art and Soul Festival is a two-day celebration featuring live jazz, rock, gospel, and many other forms of soul music, along with art installations and film projections on the streets of downtown Oakland. Here to tell us more about the festival is Rachel Swan. She's the music editor for the East Bay Express, and she starts by telling us about the history of the festival.
So Art and Soul is now in its 12th year. It started in 2000. Since then, at that time, Oakland had a much more empty, sterile downtown, but since then it's gotten exciting and artsy and funky and more populous, and it's really become more of a destination location for arts and nightlife.
And if I remember correctly, a big goal back in 2000 was to create a sort of arts district in downtown Oakland. Has that materialized?
Increasingly, that's been the goal still. But to some extent, it's been achieved. In around 2005, artists in Oakland started an art murmur, art walk on every first Friday, and that's gotten really big. A lot of retail stores have moved in there, a lot of boutiques have moved in there, and it's become more of a go-to place for artists and even for people interested in going out to clubs and such.
And the Art and Soul Festival is part of that. Give us a little taste of what we might hear this weekend and see.
Well, one of the big acts this weekend is Michelle Ndekichello. She's nationally popular, great singer from the neo-soul movement, has a lot of staying power, incredibly popular in Oakland. She always sells out the New Parish. She's great bass player, singer, and I believe we have a track from her.
Yeah, let's hear Michelle Ndekichello, and this is Fool of Me.
I've allowed you to make me feel. I feel so dumb. What kind of fool am I? You so easily set me aside.
That's the song Fool of Me by Michelle Ndekichello, and she'll be playing at the Art and Soul Festival this weekend in Oakland. And we're talking with Rachel Swan, who's the music editor of the East Bay Express. So who else should we look forward to at the Art and Soul Festival? And maybe you can even tell us about some of the local artists.
Well, we have a guy named Forrest Day. He is sort of a rapper, but he also sings in this interesting kind of rumbly deep voice, and he has a whole five-piece band. He also plays a saxophone, so he has some kind of surprising music, almost redolent of stuff we heard in the 90s from acts like Sublime, and he just got signed to a local label, 9th Street Opus, so it's kind of a real turning point in his career, so he'll be playing this weekend.
Well, let's hear from Forrest Day. This is a track called Hyperactive.
You wandered in. Couldn't leave your problems there at home. You're wondering what's going on. And me, I might seem distant cause I'm gone. Take a little time out, take a minute to yourself, don't let it go south.
And that's Hyperactive from Forrest Day, who will be playing at the Art and Soul Festival this weekend in Oakland. And Rachel, you're telling us a little bit about the scene, the local scene, and you were telling me earlier that there's a garage scene that's pretty well developed in Oakland.
Yeah, and Art and Soul is really recognizing that this year. It's booking a lot of local rock acts as well as some metal acts. We have an act called Saviors playing, and there's another garage band. Actually, this is pretty close to home. Two editors from the East Bay Express are in this garage band. I believe it's now a four-piece, started as a guitar drums duo. They're called Oceanography, and they're pretty fun, pretty cute, and they'll be playing this weekend.
Oh, so let's hear Oceanography.
We'll be right back.
And that's a track called Economize by Oceanography. They'll be playing at the Art and Soul Festival this weekend. We're speaking with Rachel Swan, who's the music editor of the East Bay Express. And I think we only have time for one more track. What else do you want to tell us about what's coming up at the Art and Soul Festival and about the local music scene here in the East Bay?
Well, Oakland's traditionally been home to a lot of soul and hip-hop, and so we have some tentpole soul headliners this year, but we also have a very stalwart local hip-hop act called Souls of Mischief, part of the Hyro Imperium record label, and they've been around since the 90s, and they're graduated from Skyline and Berkeley High, so they're pretty cool. And so we're going to, I believe we're going to play one of their more famous tracks, big hit from the 90s.
From 93 till infinity, and this is Souls of Mischief.
Indeed.
Yo, what's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Blessing, my man Bo. You know, he's dope. And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to love you and how we just chill.
And you just heard from 93 Till Infinity, and that's a local band called Souls of Mischief.
So what to expect at this year's Art and Soul? A lot of the whole Art and Soul tradition, but this year there's going to be a lot of stuff to appeal to the younger crowd. There's going to be art, projections on City Hall, public art in City Hall, a DJ on the roof on Saturday, DJ Dilute. So it's going to be pretty fun, and it should bring in a younger crowd, hopefully, this year, too, and a lot of attendees, we hope.
That's Rachel Swan. She's music editor with the East Bay Express, and you can find a link to her article on the Art and Soul Festival and other arts coverage from the East Bay Express at our website. It's klw.org, or you can find them online at eastbayexpress.com.